Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Getaway Friday. Friday, September 1st, first day of the month of September 2023, 17 minutes past the hour, and we are off and running. Now, normally, I would have Sean Kraft and Matt Morgan here today. Sean is a little under the weather, and Matt, I think, overshot his alarm this morning, so he will be here momentarily. So I'm going to open up the phone lines because we have some free time here. So if there's anything you'd like to talk to me about, feel free, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Matt overslept. Sean is a little under the weather. So here I am for the ride with you for a little bit, solo on this Friday morning. Don't forget to listen to the Friday show tonight. We have a lot of fun with that. Carrington, Matt, Sean, and I. 8:15 to 10 p.m. tonight. And I hope you enjoyed that little preview we gave you during the 8 o'clock hour. Those two are so much fun to be around. I say it over and over again. But they really, really are. They're just fun to be around. I can't wait for tonight's show. And I was talking with them off air last night about, you know, it's not like work. It's not like coming to work. It's not like, oh man, we got to go do that. It just feels like fun. It's like a party every Friday night. And I hope you feel that way as well out there in the listening audience. Again, telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944 if there's anything on your mind. Well, I was at McDonald's again this morning, and that sun was bright, just like yesterday morning. What a bright sunshine we've had here lately. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, didn't you have Matt on between 8 and 9 o'clock?
Well, what we did, we taped that last night. Carrington and Matt were both here last night. We were taping some shows so we didn't have to air repeats on Monday. And so that was taped last night. Now, I did get a message from Matt that he overslept his alarms. So he's on his way. He'll be here in a few minutes. So you and I can chat for a minute. What'd you think of the 8 a.m. show this morning?
It's all right, yeah.
Now, did it have the same feel as the Friday night show?
Well, I don't think quite the same feel, but...
Well, we'll have it tonight. We've got a lot of interesting...
Because you didn't have the other two people in there.
Well, Carrington was here this morning.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll have the full group here tonight, and it'll be fun because we're going to be heading into Labor Day, which I still don't think people understand what Labor Day means, but... It's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, it's a holiday. They should probably make room for something else.
Now, do you watch Ohio State? Their big kickoff's tomorrow.
I won't be able to get them on TV.
Now,
I'll listen to it on radio.
Did you hear Buckeye guy this morning? He gave us his prediction for the game.
Yeah.
Do you think he's right?
I hope he's right.
OSU 56, Indiana 20.
If they lose the first game of the year, I mean, what they strive for, you know, in the season is going to be over.
Now,
chances of playing for a national championship probably won't happen. Maybe a Big Ten title, but...
Now, after last season, do you think with them losing the bowl game so close, losing to Michigan for the second year at Ohio State... Do you think this is a make-or-break season for Ryan Day?
Oh, yeah. If he don't beat Michigan this year, I mean, he could lose a bowl game. But if he don't beat Michigan this year, I mean, they're going to be looking for something else.
Well, isn't that interesting that they could lose a bowl game, but it's the Michigan game that they've got to win? And Michigan, from what I hear, is very tough this year.
Yeah, they was good last year. You know, it's first time in several years that they've been good, you know.
Well, see, is that part of the problem? Is it maybe not so much Ryan Day, it's just the luck of the draw, that when Urban Meyer and Jim Tressel were there, Michigan had really poor teams?
Well, that's also true, too. You know, and their coach, who's their coach, I forget his name. But, you know, it took him a few years to get it going. And then, you know, basically when Tressel was there, you know, this new coach from Michigan, I don't think was there. You know, that's been, you know, quite a while ago since Tressel's been there.
Yeah, I think it's been a big turnaround. Now, also, the game tomorrow is a night game, which is kind of strange for the season opener. And also, it's an away game. They're playing in Indiana.
Yeah, well, that could give them a chance, maybe, but as long as they don't come out thinking they got the game. You know, a lot of times you can get beat by a team that really shouldn't beat you just because you come into it with mindset that you're going to win and you don't give it much priority.
I think that's probably right. I think there's probably something to that. I was saying this morning I went to McDonald's again, and man, was that sun bright again for the second morning in a row. I don't know what this bright sun trend has been. I don't know. Do we just have zero cloud cover at all?
Did you have to wait in line very long?
You know, the line was a little long this morning, and I'll tell you what happened. You know, right before it V's off where you choose the lane you want to go into, there was a car sitting there, but they were clearly in the inside lane. So I went around them into the outside lane, and after I did that, they honked at me. And I looked back in my rearview mirror, and it was a lady, and she threw her hands up, like, "What are you doing?" And I'm thinking, well, you're in the other lane. I don't know. People get violent in that McDonald's line. It's just a matter of time before somebody gets hurt in that McDonald's line. People are very serious in the morning about that.
Yeah, I'm auto Martin too good a mood, too, because it's early in the day.
They are. Some people are just
not... They're not completely woke up. That's me in the morning, you know.
Yeah, some people are just not morning people. I don't know what that's all about. It's interesting. But what can you do?
You just have to go with the flow.
Yeah. And we do want to remind people that there'll be no live shows on Monday morning because we do take Labor Day off, but Monday morning there will be repeats. It will be a new show that we taped last night with Chad Clark and his whole group. We had his co-star on in his music video. We had his producer on. Carrington and Matt were part of it. It was a fun interview. I like Chad. I think he's a very good performer.
I've never heard him.
Did you hear him Monday on the stage? He was on with us Monday morning.
No, I didn't get to hear all of it. And sometimes if a guest doesn't interest me, I'll turn it over and watch TV.
Now, hopefully...
The thing about listen to the radio on the TuneIn app.
Yeah?
I can't watch TV. Before, I used to be able to listen to it on the radio and then watch TV, too.
Well, hey, you never know what the future holds. You never know what the future holds. But
have you heard anything about getting back on the air?
Well, there's some discussion about that, I'll say.
Because you guys really need to get back on the air. I mean, you know, for the sake of the show, you know, down the road, you need those people that's going to find you on the radio.
Well, you know, all the years we did that, I don't know. I think we have like yesterday, we did not have a dull moment in the entire program. We didn't give away anything, and it was all just discussion, and I enjoyed that, and I think that's the great, you know, having the Boston Pinhead show back up, I find that very positive.
Well, that's what I enjoy most is, you know, when people call in and talk about a situation, give their point of view and stuff. I mean, I enjoy that a lot more than most interviews, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you like just hearing me than the interviews?
Well, not just you. I like it when you get, you know, participation from the listeners. You know, and people call in, discuss things and stuff. You know, I wish more listeners would call in and give their opinions sometimes.
Well, I'll tell you, that's always been a problem because some people listen, I think, in offices and they just can't get to their phones because they're at work.
Right. But, I don't care much for the interview you're doing. There's others that do, you know what I'm saying?
Well, there are, and people do listen. So, I mean, it's kind of an up and down thing, you know. You can't please all of the people all of the time, but you certainly do try.
Right. No, I don't want to give you static. I mean, you get a lot of, good interviews there, so.
No. I know a lot of people just like to talk, and I like to talk, too, and that's why I try to set aside mornings like this where we can just, have conversations like the one we're having right now. But I think it's important to cover news events, and it's also helpful, I think, to hear up-and-coming local people like Chad Clark, because I doubt a lot of people knew about that. I think it's that gas thing that went on a few weeks ago where the gas was cheap for a few hours. I think we were the only ones who reported that.
How did that go over?
I don't know. I never followed up with the guy. Hopefully it went well. So what do you think about my pet peeve of women in the store breastfeeding?
Oh, well, if they want to pull their tit out, that's more, I ain't going to stop them.
Now, see, if we were on the air, you couldn't say that.
I don't think it's a place to do it, but, But then again, when they do that in public, if somebody draw that way for a few seconds, all you need is some woman standing up. Well, you take a picture of that,
Well, I don't think you should take a picture, but I just feel bad for them.
Like you say, there's got to be a place that you can do that. I mean, if you're going to Walmart, you're going to be leaving Walmart, 10, 15, 20 minutes? Wait till you get out in the car and do that. The baby ain't going to die.
Well, that's all I'm saying. I feel you're causing a scene and doing yourself damage because now there are kids who work in those stores, 15 years old, and I don't know what they've seen. They may have lived a sheltered life. I just think that... Plus, there are little kids in the store who are there with their parents, and that's hard to explain to them.
But did you know it's not illegal for a woman to go topless in the state of Ohio?
Well, I think it would be on private property, wouldn't it?
No, private property maybe. You can set your own rules, but, public property, it's not against law for them to go topless. If there's some place that say, no shirt, no shoes, no service, you'd have to put a shirt on them, but...
So they could be out in the parking lot without a top on? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I just want to make sure all the women know that if they want to go topless, they've got the legal right to do so. Well, and then I got the legal right to look at,
I don't think people should be doing that, though. I think people should be more discreet. Because if you show it to everybody, then... the special person you're with in your life, really, there's no mystery there.
Yeah, she sees you looking over there. You're not only in trouble by the person you just gawked at, you're in trouble by your woman because you just looked at another woman. So either way, you're in trouble.
You know what? I've made a new rule as of today. Now, I'm still going to talk about situations, and if people think I'm talking about them, that's okay. But I'm not mentioning anybody's name anymore. Unless the person gives me consent. Like, if you would ask me a question about somebody specifically, I'm not answering it anymore because I think people get bent out of shape. Because sometimes I don't remember.
You know about Abby?
You can ask me about Abby. Abby doesn't care. She's told me repeatedly. She said, you can use my name. Go ahead and use my name. But there are other people who... Probably, if I'm not in touch with the person at this point, I'm not going to bring them up because, to be honest, if I'm not talking to them, I'm probably not all that interested in what they're doing anyway.
Right.
So, you know, so from now on, I'll talk about Abby, because Abby and I are usually in contact, and I'll talk about other people who are Matt, Carrington, people like that, Sean. But if I am no longer talking to the person and we are no longer dealing with each other, then I'm not going to talk about them, because I always get the impression that people think I'm downing them. And I'm not, but you can't get that out of people's head.
Right, you're just better off letting everybody else talk about them.
Yeah, let everybody. Well, you know what?
You probably wasn't the only one.
With what?
You probably wasn't the only one talking about them. There's probably others. If they're doing something to...
Well, here's what I would say. There are sides of people that I saw that people who maybe knew these people casually never saw that... I'm not going to expose them and say what kind of people they might have been. And I'm not talking about, you know, mood swings and things like that. Some people just do things that you think they would never do. They're a little more devious, and they've got a little more in their past than you would ever think. And I'm not going to be the one to expose all that. Let people find that stuff out on their own.
Right, if they've been divorced 7 times, that's up to them.
Yeah, I mean, that's not my business, but I'm still going to talk about divorce. I'm just not going
to
talk about...
Well, you don't have to mention their name specifically. I don't see how a person could be married that many times. I mean...
What's the deadline for divorce? Did we ever decide how many times can you be married?
Well, I think 2 would be plenty. And after that, I mean, just hang it up.
No,
and if you're getting married that many times and divorced, you know, isn't it the kind of people that you're going after? You know, want to change maybe, you know, the type of person you want, you know what I'm saying?
So you think, how many times is too many?
I think 3's too many.
3.
Fine, but...
Now, 3 married and divorced, or 3 married, period?
3 marriages, period. You know, after the third one, you know, you better stay married, because I don't think you should be able to get married again.
So if the third one ends in divorce, what if you get married a 4th time and it ends in divorce?
Well, that's up to you, but I don't see why churches, they don't frown on the divorce as much anymore. I know, you know, it used to be if you got divorced, you know, churches would shun you. People would shun you. You know, you weren't really welcome at church, you know. But nowadays...
Well, I don't think these people are getting married at church. I think after the 1st, 2nd, maybe 3rd time, I don't think those are church weddings anymore. I think those are... Let's just go to the justice of the peace. I don't even think they're having weddings.
Well, I hope not. I mean, I don't see a church... or a pastor that would want to marry somebody if they've been divorced that many times.
Well,
ask Pastor Craig about that. If he would marry somebody who's been married and divorced 4 times, if he'd do it for the 5th time.
Well, you'll have to. He'll be on. You'll have to call in next hour. He's on by himself next hour. You have to call in and ask him that.
And as soon as he says or refuses to do that, he'll have some lawsuits.
Well, you know,
filed against him, you know what I'm saying?
All I'm saying is, and I've said this many times, if you are married and divorced more than 2 times, if you are still getting married, at some point you've got to look at yourself and say, I have a character flaw somewhere,
right,
and maybe I shouldn't be doing this again, because clearly there is something about marriage that does not work for me. And why do you feel the need to be married if you've been married and divorced more than 2 times and it hasn't worked? Shouldn't you try something different, maybe not getting married?
Or get the dog, you know, let that dog, you know, occupy the loneliness in your life. You know, get a couple of them. You know, it doesn't sound like the marriage is, you know, doing too good occupying your time.
Well, I don't know. You know, people are going to do what they're going to do, and I'm not going to judge anybody for being married however many times they want to be. But I do think at some point you got to take a little bit of personal responsibility in that category, and maybe do something to get one that might work out.
Right. Well, that's another thing with you know, the abortion issue. You just got done talking about personal responsibility, and I think that's what it comes down to. You know, people need to take personal responsibility for their actions. I don't think people should. I'm pro-choice, but I don't think people should be out there getting, you know, abortion after abortion after abortion. You know, that's birth control. You know, that's not abortion's not meant to be birth control.
I have to mention, Matt just woke up and joined us here today. Say hello to Matt.
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Matt woke up about 10 minutes ago.
I got a beep in my phone. I'm expecting a phone call, Scott.
Okay. Well, give us a buzz back if you need anything.
Okay, see you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. So how's your morning going?
Pretty all right, I guess. You know, overslept. I set another alarm because apparently the one alarm's not doing it for me. I've been late the last, like, two times.
So you're having an alarm issue.
I guess so.
I guess our fan club's out there. I hear the beeping this morning. 740-383-9944. You know, we were just on that topic again. How many times can you be married before people look at you funny? And I've made a new rule this morning that unless I'm in contact with the person, I'm not going to mention them by name anymore or answer any questions about them.
Why? What changed?
Well, I'm tired of doing it. This week I've been asked some questions about people I no longer talk to, and I feel it's silly that I would answer questions about them because I don't know what they're doing right now. I don't pay attention to what they're doing, and I really don't care what they're doing ultimately, so I really can't speak for them.
I mean, that's fair, I guess.
Yeah. So, forget it. I mean, you know, here's the problem. The people in the past are in the past for a reason.
I agree. I think that if you stop talking to somebody, there was probably at least probably a good reason. I'd hope so. So you should just avoid talking to that person again.
You never know what it could be either. Could be a combination of things that you had to tune them out. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, this is Samara Tony from Cleveland, Ohio. Can I talk to you for a while?
You certainly can.
Okay. Did you see on TV about the bull riding in the car?
No, I didn't.
Oh, Matt there, ask him if he's seen that yet.
Oh, you say a bull riding in a car?
I can't hear him too good.
Did you say a bull riding in a car?
No, you got an echo. Your microphone's way down.
He's asking, did you say a bull riding in a car?
Yeah, man, it's one of those bighorn bulls, and it must be a publicity stunt. That's why I'm asking. I don't see too many out here, you know, to go around asking people, but I call up and ask that kind of question on the air that, the thing's got huge antlers like a longhorn steer, and it's a big steer. I mean, this baby weighs, you know, 1,200-1,400 pounds, and it's in a car, but it's made, especially, like I say, this must be a publicity stunt, and what I'm going to get to in here a few minutes, if you don't mind, that it's pretty good publicity. And he got arrested, and this bull is sitting in the passenger seat, and I don't believe, I don't know how that was really, it just showed it on TV there, but I didn't get all of it. See, I was in the kitchen, the TV, and I saw this, and I thought, well, it was a commercial. But this great big huge bull, and he's got you see the flashers when they get on the bull riding contest, they're up there at that bar, and they got the rope in their hands, and they're twisting it and stuff, getting ready to come out of there. Well, he had a platform in that car built especially for this. I mean, this is professional stuff. This ain't no junk stuff. And then it seems like to me whenever I watch kind of news release like that, they're on and off before I really can concentrate or read. And they had some kind of writing on the car. And I thought, hey, this must be an election stunt. And they actually arrested the fellow because you can't be going down the road, I guess, with a bull sitting in the pasture seat. And it says the bull, and here's the emphasis on it, the bull riding shotgun. And, oh, man, I mean, You can be sad all day long, and when you see this, you'll put a, it'll put a smile on your face. I'll tell you, it was something else. So, guys, pay up and ears up, and maybe anybody listening, maybe call in and fill us in on that for sure. But, boy, what a way to get publicity, or if you're running for a campaign for something, people will see that running up and downtown, and then law officers come over and say, hey, you can't have a guy running shot. And, well, that ain't no guy. That's my pet bull. But, I mean, this thing is huge horns on it, Scott. It's really something. So I thought I'd call in and see if anybody can connect with that and let us know.
You know, that's interesting. I've never had a bull in the car with me, but I've had a lot of people who were full of bull.
Yeah. That's what I think. The officers and stuff, they didn't want that bull to relieve itself anywhere. You know, people would really get upset that in front of maybe a restaurant or something like that, they're going in to have lunch, you know, in a big pile right there by the passenger side.
You know, there were a lot of people full of that stuff, too, that I've been in cars with.
Well, that'll continue for the rest of your life if you're around too many people, because you're talking to one now that, you know, full of that, you know.
No.
Hey, I'm wondering if Stewart's Root Beer Stand is still open. Maybe somebody can answer that. I called in the up there, and it rang about, 15 times, I think, or so, let's say 10 to 15. And I thought, well, maybe they don't open till noon, or maybe that different hours they might set, but I thought it might be a little early, but kids going back to school maybe.
You know what? I'm so glad you asked this question. It's serendipitous that you asked this question, because I talked to Dawson, the son of Michelle, who works at Stewart's with her, and They are open. They open at 11 o'clock, and actually, here's a little thing you're only going to get on WGH Talk. They now serve bourbon chicken. And they will be serving bourbon chicken tomorrow prior to the Ohio State game.
Okay. Now, Matt's with you there today until 11 o'clock, isn't he?
1 o'clock. Yeah, he'll be here all morning.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to particular, but how would you two like to have a chicken sandwich or something like that and a quart of root beer or something from McDonald's? This is your lucky day now. This
well, you know what? I'm here till 1, so yeah, I'm. Are you not opposed to that, are you, Matt?
No.
Well, okay.
I'll get a quarter root beer, and now you both want a chicken sandwich or what?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
You like chicken sandwiches, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay, Matt likes chicken. Matt doesn't like pizza, so we have to be very particular in what he likes.
Well, I'll have that up there whenever it gets up there, but I'll probably be closing the getting up there. You say that you don't know what time they open for sure?
I think it's 11. I'm pretty sure it's 11.
So they ought to have the kitchen ready. I'll give them a ring before I go up there, and then I'll come right down and deliver it to you, and you guys can have your little lunch. Is that fair enough?
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, Pastor Craig's here as well.
Well, is the pastor there?
Yeah, he's sitting right here with us.
Well, maybe I can get a... Maybe I can get a special sandwich for him if you ask him what kind he wants.
What kind of sandwich do you want, Pastor?
Chicken sandwich is fine.
Chicken sandwich is fine.
Okay. Three chicks. Oh, wait a minute. I can't say that on the air. That's uncomfortable when I say I'll get you each a chick and a quart of root beer to divide up, or two quarts. Does the pastor drink beer?
Do you drink root beer, Pastor?
Sounds good to me.
He certainly does.
Well, then, and Matt does, and do you, Scott, or are you going to stay away from root beer because it'll ruin that Diet Coke flavor?
Well, I'll tell you, I like the Diet Root Beer. They have Diet Root Beer.
Okay, I'll get a Diet Root Beer and a regular root beer and or whatever size I can get for you guys. And that's on old Ted and Carol and frozen out and to be the this is the first day of September, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Well, then you can put that in your record book, and you can have that. And you know what? I saw that full moon, and it was not even dark. So people, next time it comes around, why, they don't have to wait till maybe midnight or if it's cloudy or something. Try it in the morning, because there it was, clear up in the sky, like it was at, it was dark, about 5:30 or 6, quarter to 6 this morning. So then I thought when I come back and it was total, the sun's coming up, and there the moon is, and they're both in there together, but they're One's in the west and one's in the east. I wonder why that does that, Scott.
You know, I don't know. Hey, I was just thinking, though, if you go down to Stewart's, now make sure to tell Michelle or whoever is there that you want the Scott Spears discount and you heard about this bourbon chicken on WGH Radio.
I'll get the full details and we'll find out when the closing date for the root beer stand would be also.
Sounds good.
Okay, see you guys later. Bye.
Thanks for everything. Bye-bye. Hey, now, do we not have the best fans in the world? And there they go again, another fan driving by. I'll tell you, it's a morning here on WGH Talk. Pastor Craig, if you don't mind coming up here, we had a question for you. Did you hear the question in the car on the way over?
No, I did not hear the question.
We had a question. Okay. Would you, because we're always talking about marriage on this station, would you marry a couple that had been married and divorced two times? Would you marry them the third time?
I would marry them only after doing a lot of counseling with them.
That's interesting.
I would want to find out basically, you know, about the previous marriages, you know, what was their relationship with Christ, how they felt about God, and I would want to get to know them because I would want to feel comfortable about performing the wedding before I performed it.
I think that's a very good answer. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I was going to say, I saw that about the bull in the car.
What is going on with the bull in the car? Apparently,
I didn't pay that much attention, but he modified the car for it, but I took it he's out west, not Oklahoma someplace, but I think he entered a contest. I took it at a fair, and I think he won first place. But I don't know what it had to do with. He looked like a farmer, you know, maybe only in his 40s or something. But it did. The bulls, you don't call them antlers, but their horns, it was huge. But I didn't think he got fined. I'd have to watch it again. I know they pulled him over because it was so odd. But
so the bull was in the car with the gentleman on the road.
Yeah, I don't know if he modified it where he took out the passenger seat and, you know, it had that whole length because it had to be, with the horns that long, I would think it had to be, it didn't look that old even though, but I would say he took the whole back seat too because it had to. But he had a sign on the side like where he just took paper and made it. And I thought he said he won the first place. He was in some kind of a contest, I think, and I'll have to click onto it again, but I knew the police pulled him over, but I didn't think they fined him. I didn't pay that much attention.
Now, was this in Ohio?
No, I thought it was out, I'm not for sure. I think it would be out more west. You know, maybe he was at a fair or something, and he, I thought he was in a competition, but I think he won first place, if not second. But I think he was, and what it would
what
have
was
to
the
do
competition?
With a bull in a car, I don't know, unless, it didn't make sense, because if other people were entering the contest, if it all had to do with a bull, see, I don't know if it had to do with other things or what, but he entered, I believe, some kind of a contest.
But we don't know what the contest was.
No, you'll have to bring it up. I don't know if you can go on the internet, click it on or something about bull in a car or something.
Bull in a car.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, you know, because the horns of the bull go, you know, if they weren't sticking out, and I don't know if it'd be a danger, you know, I don't know why he couldn't take it for a ride. It was just bad. I don't know. I'll have to click on it again because I just kind of paid attention to it. You know, it just looked, you know, funny, and I didn't pay that much attention. But, yeah, he was driving. I don't know if he was on the freeway or what he was on, but
I just saw a picture of it. Pastor Craig pulled it up here.
Did he? And then if you could kind of mention it, because when I click on my boxes and I click it on, and then that might go away,
Pastor Craig's got the story here.
All right.
Go ahead, Pastor Craig.
Here's the story.
I'll get up.
Get off and listen?
All right.
I'll get off and listen.
Okay. Here's the bull story.
All right. This is a Nebraska man was pulled over by the police Wednesday for driving with the biggest front seat passenger imaginable, a fully grown Watusi bull. Norfolk Police Division responded to a call about a bull riding shotgun with the man on 275 eastbound around 10 a.m. The man, identified as Lee Meyer of Naley, was driving with a bull named Howdy Doody. Authorities performed a routine traffic stop and saw a yellow barrier on the side of the car to keep the bull inside. And this is, I know our, you know, the people
Howdy Doody
listening can't see the picture, but they have a picture of this car, and the guy built a yellow steel barrier on the side of his car to keep the bull inside.
Oh, my.
Howdy Doody.
Howdy Doody.
But really, no reason for doing this.
No, there wasn't any reason given. Now, this reminds me of something. About 20 years ago, I was on vacation in Kentucky, when I had my family with me, and we were driving through the hills of Kentucky, and coming at us was a pickup truck. And there was a horse in the bed of the pickup truck standing up. And I just thought someone, you know, is got this horse statue. And as the truck came closer, the horse turned its head all the way around. He was driving a live, full-grown horse and was in the back of the bed of his pickup truck standing up. You know, I mean, it was the strangest thing I'd ever saw. Now, when I talked to some people about it, they said, well, people, you know, they transport horses in trailers. I mean, you know, and they don't fall down as long as you're careful how you're driving. But yeah, I saw this pickup truck come with this horse in the back end.
You know, that's very strange. People, I wonder why people do stuff like that. What's the motivation?
He was too cheap to have a horse trailer. He just put it in the back of the pickup.
Apparently, throw it in there. Go right ahead.
Now, this bull, that's something else.
That's a big, I mean, it, whew.
Yeah.
But I mean, why? I wonder what the motivation is
exactly.
For something like that.
I don't know.
Just for the pictures?
I guess.
Well, he got national attention. He yes, got what he wanted. 740-383-9944. Well, if you were wondering, that's the bull story, and that's no bull. All right, Matt, what do you think?
I don't know, like, I don't know why he felt the need to. I feel like he put a lot of work into it for, like the one man from Cleveland said, he had to have been promoting something or something like that, because why else would you do it?
Pastor, to vindicate me, how do you feel about breastfeeding in public? Is it a pet peeve?
No.
So you don't mind that?
No.
See,
I don't mind it as long as, you know, I mean, as long as the individual is somewhat discreet about it, you know, you're not going to do it in the line at the grocery store.
Oh, they do, though.
I know, but they don't. But what I'm saying is they shouldn't do it.
That's what I'm saying.
Be discreet about it. Go off to a side. Go off to a bench.
The bathroom.
Right. Whatever.
There you go. Yes. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, that must be his therapy bull.
His therapy bull. That's how he gets from day to day.
Yeah, have these animals, and they try to get on planes, and they take their birds and all this stuff in with them.
Hey, did you hear Pastor's answer about marriage here?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I think that's good.
That's good.
You know, that he would want to counsel them and go from there instead of just going ahead and performing it. And these justices of peace should, you know, be required to do something like that too, instead of keep marrying people.
Well, I think honestly, if you want to be married more than three times, you probably need counseling.
Yeah.
There's obviously, again, a character flaw in your personality.
You know, but if they get married just as peace, you know,
I think by that point they are.
Marry you.
Yeah, it's hard to describe. I mean, you don't want to have a wedding for the third time. Send out wedding invitations, and this is my third wedding. What wedding dress was that? That was my fourth. That was my third. No, you don't want to do that.
Well, I hope by that time they're not sending out wedding invitations, because I don't think they're going to get too many people to come.
No, I would doubt. Well, I don't know. Family would probably still come.
Remember that one comment that you said at a wedding that you, I forget how you put it, you would be there this time or not this time, or
oh, the whole I'll see you the next time.
I don't know what you.
Yeah, I'll be at the next one.
Sorry, I couldn't make it to this wedding, but I'll try to make it to the next one. Which is not a negative comment. I'll go to the grave. It's not a negative comment. I'm sorry, those people have no sense of humor, and they couldn't take it.
Right, but that's, you know, good. You know, same, you know, reaction, you know, for what we're talking about here, you know, being married so many times.
You know what? If those people had a better sense of humor, they'd probably have a better life.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen them lately? Are they still together?
You know, I believe they are still together, but they don't really visit with me much anymore.
Yeah.
That letter kind of blew that whole thing off.
Yeah, you ruined that.
Yeah, but I didn't really like them that much to begin with, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, you don't want to go to another one anyhow, do you?
You know, I am not much for weddings, to be honest. I mean, I've been invited to a few, and I've went to a few. There's nothing about them that's really appealing to me.
Just see somebody.
Now, a good funeral, I'll go to one of those.
Just see somebody screw up their life, I mean, that's not appealing, is it?
Well, I don't want to say they're... See, now, this is where I'm not against marriage. If it's a first marriage, I'm all for you. I'm rooting for you. I won't critique that at all, even if I don't think it'll work. I think that's great. But two, three... Listen, you know, if I am in the same seat, if I have box seating at your wedding, because I've been there so many times, I don't... That's too much.
Right.
And they say, well, I just go to the justice of the peace. Well, you're still married. You don't want to get that. You don't want to have to explain that to St. Peter. Why have you been married five times?
Well, I think it might be a good deal for a woman, but not a guy.
Why a good deal for a woman and not a guy?
Because women will get, you know, a lot of women get married several times like that because they can get money, especially if
they money grab.
You know, wealthy. Somebody's got some money.
Well, but I think it where, listen, man, woman, whatever. I think once you're married that many times, you can say it doesn't take a psychological toll on you. I think it probably does.
Well, so if you've been married for 10 years and your husband dies, you know, you can get Social Security for him, you know, later on in life. You know, it'll benefit you with Social Security.
These don't seem like reasons to get married multiple times to me.
No, it's not a good reason, but...
Well, you know, some people just can't say no. It's like the old, like drugs. Just say no. That's what these people who are married habitual times. Just say no.
But not enough people are saying no. That was years ago they started that.
Listen, everybody's in love. What can you do?
Everybody, I like the one where they can't talk them out of it. Put it in skillet and says, this is your brain on drugs.
You know what's funny, though? Human beings are human beings. I mean, whether or... If you... I was talking this... Carrington and Matt were in the studio last night. We were taping something for Monday morning. And it's interesting. I was saying to them that the reason, in most cases, when I'm talking about these relationship issues, I'm talking about women, is because I've never been in a relationship with a man, so I don't know what... So I'm going to talk about women. But in general, I mean, it's the same thing, men or women. It could apply either way. But the truth of the matter is that there is something wrong if you're getting married that many times. I mean, just hopeful? I don't know. Because you certainly... by that point, are not getting married for any old-fashioned reason. Let's put it that way.
Well, you ain't found no girl fancies yet. Maybe work on guys next time. And then you might, you know, get the marriage bug.
Well, that seems like a little too much work for me. I'm kind of set in my ways with girls at this point. I don't really want to play for the other team at this point.
Right, you're setting your ways now.
I'm setting my ways now. What can you say? Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. What do you say?
I don't know.
Well, like a friend of mine once said, why limit yourself to half the population?
That's right. You know, be open to... You know, so many people are open to everything now. Who knows? Who knows what's going on? All I know, my point there that I was trying to make was, is that we're all human beings. And you have to understand that no matter how great you think that other person is, they're a human being and they're subject to flaws just like everybody else. So if you haven't seen the flaws yet, stick around. Yep. You will.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all there is to that. Matt, have you woken up yet?
Yeah, I'm just cleaning off my glasses.
Okay. Were they a little dirty there?
I think they were dirty last night, but I was too lazy to clean them off.
So listen, you drove all the way here with dirty glasses.
Nothing like a good time when you're on the radio to clean your glasses.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd wait till you're on the radio, then clean those glasses off. Pastor, what's coming up next hour?
What's coming up is a whole slew of events. This is Labor Day weekend, so I've got all kinds of things going on that people can take part in if they want to.
Perfect, and we'll be back at 12:15 with the Exchange Club. Matt and the pastor will be with us. We have a top 10 list and all kinds of interesting subjects to discuss. Stay tuned.
495, webpage, crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, Friday morning we have Over the Fence with Pastor Steve and Scott Spears, and it's a great time where we just bounce ideas and thoughts back and forth on the day and different things going on. I invite you to join in and listen and talk over the air with us. Just